There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back live on the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I was out for a couple days again this week with a dental problem, finally getting this straightened out. But boy, I'll tell you, I get kicked by a horse a long time ago. A lot of people don't know that I used to train horses, and a long time ago I got kicked by a horse, and I had to have full dental mouth reconstruction. And with that goes a lot of money and a lot of effort to try and live a normal life. I tell you, when you have something like that happen, it changes everything. And I've recently had problems with several implants that were put in, and that's what's why I've been out the last couple days this week and last week. But I will be back next week full-time, Monday through Friday, so continue listening to the Investigative Journal. And I'm trying to work out these serious dental problems. But anyway, that reminds me back in the old days when I used to ride horses. That was a very bad experience I had. But I'll tell you what, I still do train on the side and enjoy it a lot. And let me tell you this, there's a whole bunch of legislation that I wrote about years ago that the Bush administration is trying to put on the American people regarding getting rid of all of our wild horses in the West and in places where they want to just pare the land and leave it for their rich cattle ranchers. That's a piece of legislation that you got to look into. I wrote about it. Go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. That's ArcticBeacon. Click on article archives. You can get articles all the way back for years. And a couple of years ago, I wrote about that piece of legislation. They're not only targeting us, but all of our all the rich tradition in America regarding our wildlife and, of course, the horse. But anyway, what a show today. I've got Leo Zagami on the line, and he's going to be with us right after. Oh, I got about a minute left, and then we're going to come back for 2 hours with Leo Zagami. And I've been asked to bring him back. He was going to come on Wednesday, then I had to, I believe it was Wednesday, and I had to go to the dentist. But a number of people wanted to talk to him, and so I'm going to give you the phone number to call us, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, about the real roots of the Illuminati, and how in America we have been hoodwinked for years. And once you start talking about the truth, you'd be surprised at the number of people that want to silence it. I've always said this. People say, Greg, you cover the Vatican a lot lately. And if you look at my articles and if you look at my work, you'll see that I've been concentrating more and more on it. And the reason I do is because I find that when you start bringing this subject up, no one wants to really talk about it. And it's been hidden. And if you put the amount of my work on the table, along with the work of other people in the mainstream and the alternative media, regarding this issue alone, the Vatican connection to the New World Order, its wealth, its riches, its control through the Jesuit order, there'd be a stack of paper about an inch high. The other work on the table that would be blaming everybody else, from the Jews to the Bilderbergers to the Illuminati to secret sects to satanic worshiping, would be about 10 feet high, and that goes on daily. You'll even hear on my show, I said this earlier, there's a priest, Father Martinez, and I say, thank you for advertising on RBN, but you're going to hear an ad that's going to say that the Vatican is controlled by the Jews and George Bush is a Jew. I disagree with that, and have asked Father Martinez, not only can he have a minute, he can come on my show for an hour and talk about it. We'll be back right after this short message.
We'll be right back. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and I just wanted to, for my listeners, we are live today. I've had a couple of reruns because of some dental problems, and before I get to Leo Zagami, let me just explain to you one thing. Some people always say, Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself, and besides the fact you know that I'm a journalist, you know that I've been broadcasting for a while, you know that I've worked in Rome for 6 years as a foreign correspondent and independent journalist, so, you know, my background back in from 79-84 told me a lot about what I talk about today, and I think God put me there for a reason. It surely wasn't to make a lot of money and to live the high life in Rome, although I enjoyed the meals and the people there. I learned a lot about the sinister forces in the Vatican, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. But as a kid, I grew up on a dairy farm. My dad owned a milk company in Chicago, and we had a 250-acre dairy farm in Burlington, Wisconsin. And I grew up milking cows at 4 in the morning, riding horses, and loving this country from top to bottom. I had no qualms now fighting these tin-horn dictators like Bush and the rest of them, and these priests hiding in wolves' clothing. I'll tell you what, they're going to take every bit of this land away from us. Where can you now make a living like a farm like my dad had back in the 50s and 60s with 50 dairy cows and 250 acres? It just won't happen. Where can you make a living with a small trucking company like my dad had? You can't do it anymore. They've taken that away. They've taken the middle class away. They've taken your land away, and they're going to take your life away if you don't stop them. And the Vatican is right in the middle of it, and I'm not afraid to say it. So all you people that disagree, come on my show and talk about it. And there's a whole list. And I'm getting tired of people not facing the issues, because you need to put this issue on the table, whether you agree or disagree. The question becomes, when you have such an organization like this that you can prove throughout the centuries that they have raped and pillaged country after country, why do you think they're not doing it now? Back in the 1800s, it was public knowledge that the Vatican was the richest organization in the world. Since then, they've gone underground. But let me tell you, from the information I found in lawsuits now and all over the country, there's several of them, one in, I believe, in the south in Kentucky or Tennessee federal court and one in San Francisco federal court, you're going to find that these guys are hiding the loot. They're hiding the truth. And all these people in the media that are covering for them will pay the price one day. It might not be here on this earth, but they will pay the price for not allowing people like Leo Zagami to be on their shows, people like C.T. Wilcox, who is documented through evidence that's come out through documentation just years ago that the Vatican was involved in the Abraham Lincoln assassination, and so on and so forth. And we go with hundreds of people. Tony Alamo on my show the other day. We can talk about so many people that have been silenced, and the places they can go on the radio are very, very few and far between. And you'll find that the broadcasters that try to get this message out don't have the money to spend to get their affiliates all over the country like others do that don't spread this message and sell out. So that's basically what's happening. And we're not afraid to talk about it on this show because the time has come. Because you can stop armies. You can stop wars and armies coming, but you can never stop a truthful message that is ready to be heard, and it's ready to be heard in America. Leo Zagami has tried to tell us the truth about what he learned when he was an Illuminati figure himself, a high-level Monte Carlo P2 Lodge Illuminati in Europe, and he's here again to talk about it. Leo, how are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's great to be back on the show on this Friday of La Via Dolorosa. It's been definitely a hard path that both me and you had in order to bring out this message, a sort of Via Dolorosa we had to live ourselves.
And, I believe today is Good Friday, and it is a Good Friday to tell the truth about this satanic worshiping in the Vatican.
Absolutely. Actually, a very interesting discovery was made about 5 years ago in the airport in Rome, when on Good Friday they had seized an amount of satanic voodoo material that was directed to Borgo Pio, to the area in near where the Vatican is, as you know.
Yes.
And they siege this material, and suddenly, for some strange reason, the material took fire, and so there was a fire in the middle of the airport, these big containers, and they called in investigators, and they never gave any, they never gave the reasons why the stuff was there and why it was directed to a place near the Vatican on Good Friday.
Right.
And there was a lot of strange material, like, for example, crocodile skin, but also leopard skins, skins of various animals that are forbidden. For that reason, obviously, it was seized by the police. But it's because on this so-called Good Friday, it's also the most important day of the year for the Satanists. It's the Black Friday. So the Satanists have themselves a specific ritual to do on this day, and it's happening also in the vaults of the Vatican.
And what will they be doing on this day?
Well, on this day we know that, for example, Ratzinger tonight is going to go in his Via Dolorosa, in his path of in his Via Crucis that culminates in near the Colosseum and everything. And while he is going above, there is people below working in the dark side. So while they're giving out a message of peace and of tradition in the outside, in the vaults of the Vatican, there is in the catacombs there, they are doing these dark rituals to make sure that they can keep on doing their own pagan worship and their own satanic worship.
So, you know, and you learned about this by working with them in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. You talk about how many of these high-level priests were actually members of Masonic lodges. So this doesn't come from just hearsay. You know firsthand this has been going on year after year after year for hundreds.
Well, the most interesting thing was that when they siege this stuff 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, I have to actually find still the article. I remember that they called in an investigator. And you know who was the investigator, Greg?
No.
Michela Mercenaro. Do you remember I talked about this ex Don Michele, who used to be a priest and is the biggest Bible expert, and then became a woman with the approval of the Vatican?
And that's who was investigating this.
She was the one who was chosen to investigate this. So obviously the whole thing was made inside so they could have their insiders to work on it and cover it up.
You know, it's amazing to me when you talk about these people in Italy and in Europe that are connected to the Vatican. I think basically we have to deal with one issue. The connection here in America, too, exists through these same people, correct?
Yes, well, through the same people, through the Knights of Malta, for people like Cardinal Hagen, for people that we know have been working on 9/11, like they have been working on other projects to subject the United States of America to a new dictatorship, because the United States of America is not anymore a free country, but is a country enslaved by this Catholic mafia driven with the Zionists together. Some people have asked me, who is driving the plot? Is it the Zionists or is it the Jesuits? I will always say it's a 50-50 deal, because in order to do something, you need the money. But obviously you need also the spiritual support on the one side and the cash on the other side.
Right. So you have the people at the top working with the Zionists that have created, call them the labor Zionists,
yes,
who've created this front to basically keep the Vatican hidden. They have a lot of people in this country will talk about the Jewish connection. In fact, you'll even hear a Catholic priest who's put an ad on the...
Yes, I heard it. I heard it, and I was absolutely shocked by it. This Catholic priest wanting to blame everything on the Jews. I think that is quite clear why he's doing that.
Yeah, it's just to dilute the message, and then first he comes across with a message about the war's wrong, but the Vatican has said the war's wrong, but he hasn't told their people it's the it's a mortal sin to the war's a mortal sin, and basically what he's trying to do is say the Vatican does support this war. Let's just say on the outside they say the war is wrong, but on the inside they're the ones fueling the fire of war all around the world.
Pope did when he incited with his discussion in Ratisbona on Mohammed and on the Islam and what happened later, and this was done because this Pope is not a Pope of peace. This is a Pope, a Crusader Pope, a Pope that is blessing a crusade against the Middle East, against the Islam, and trying to take control over everything.
Right, and I said, this priest that has the ads on the radio station, I said, thank you for supporting the station with the Vatican money. However, if you want more time to talk about this, you can come on my show for an hour or two, and I'll let you speak for no charge, and we'll discuss this issue. I'd love
so what happened? Did he accept?
No, I haven't heard from him yet. I'm trying to get his phone number, but he's in Oklahoma somewhere, I think. But anyway, it should be interesting. But I've noticed, Leo, in this last minute before we take our first break, in the last two or three months, there's been a push by the Vatican minions to really silence this message.
They're actually trying to buy us out, Greg, to buy us out. They even tried with me again to buy me out, to make me shut up, like they will try to buy you out in any way.
Right, and what they're going to do also, they've also, another priest, a bishop that I've had on from Guatemala named Gerard Bouffard, they actually called him, and he told me this through a friend, that they called him and said, you cannot come on the show anymore and talk like this or you're in trouble. So what they're doing, and I've seen this in the last two or three months, they're clamping down on the message. Even in the alternative media, you're seeing people, again, David Icke comes out with a Jesuit story yesterday, and I mentioned on my website that, like you said, he's either working for them or he's surrounded himself with people who are feeding him the silly reptilian message.
No,
because
he's surrounded by disinformants. He himself is not, intellectually speaking, a guy who has... The level to understand and comprehend fully what's happening around him. That's the problem.
Yeah, and I mentioned that on my website at arcticbeacon.com. Leo, we're going to take a short break. Come back with Leo Zagami from Norway now. He had to leave Italy because of the threats of the Vatican. We'll be back after this short message.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. Let me just mention this, why it's fresh on my mind. I've done a number of shows regarding the IRS. That ad that was just on just reminded me of that. I know about Bannister's case, and I know about his website, and I know many other people that I've had on my show regarding the IRS. Let me just say this about the idea, because what is it? We're coming up on Income Tax Day. You're going to hear a lot of things. Now, just remember this. Greg Szymanski has a law degree. Greg Szymanski can reason. He can read Supreme Court decisions, and he can figure out and try to find people who really aren't going to buffalo you about the IRS. I'm not saying Bannister is. I'm just saying he might be uninformed. When he says, file your taxes, that is the worst thing you can do, because the law is well established that the income tax is voluntary. Now, Aaron Russo comes out and says on the Alex Jones show, it's very dangerous to not file. Now, what does that do? That gets you into their web. So, Russo, come on my show and talk about it. And you can also talk about the Vatican, which you leave out a lot also. Now, let me tell you, from what I've researched through one person named Robert Clarkson also, who I believe is well-read and gives you the straight scoop on the Vatican's IRS arm in America, here's what you do. Here's what you do. The tax is voluntary. That means you don't have to file. And the safest thing for you to do is to never file income tax. And you can even send them a letter and put them on notice that you're not a tax payer because it's a voluntary tax and you choose not to pay. Or if you don't, you just do nothing. You may be maybe the 3 or 4% of people that get a letter. There's a number of letters. You're only to respond to a couple of them, and I can tell you what they are. And what you do when you do that is you just tell them, I'm not a taxpayer, sorry, I'm not paying, it's voluntary. Now, if you want to pay these criminals, go right ahead. But that is the straight scoop. The safest thing to do, never file taxes. And we can get into the particulars. Go to my website. You can see many, many shows in the past, and we're recovering all my archives through the support of many of my listeners. And I have shows with Robert Clarkson that'll prove that out. So get the full story on all this stuff, because the worst thing you want to do is get into their web, because once you do file, boy, they can screw you. And I've had people on my show that have spent years in prison because of false testimony, because they couldn't nail them on any other charges. So make sure you know that. And that's important, Leo, because I think people need to know. We have a couple minutes here, and then we're going to have an hour and a half to discuss many things. Many people in this country think the Vatican has no money. They're just a weak organization. But I tell them that through research, through the Jesuits, they control the Federal Reserve Bank. They control many banks in America and perhaps are the richest organization in the world. What have you learned about their finances over the years?
Well, I've learned that the Opus Dei controls the IOR, which is one of the richest banks in the world. And the Jesuits control the Opus Dei, so there is a pyramid of power that obviously goes up to the usual suspects. We in the P2, obviously, as you know, function also for all those economical deals, which is called external finance, meaning to place the money outside of legal boundaries and do it, with the usual Swiss, Luxembourg, the Cayman, the various places where you can place the money outside of the control, because they are also functioning illegally. You remember the time when Marcinkus was involved, and you know what kind of deals the guy was making, and we know what happened because it was all over the place. But maybe many people and many of the listeners now don't remember those days. I think maybe you should refresh their minds on that.
Yeah, and when Bishop Marcinkus was involved in the Vatican Bank scandal, the Vatican in Italy, they indicted him, and the Vatican paid over $250 million to get him off. Then they whisked him away on a helicopter, and he spent his remaining days, he died about a year ago, in a church in Phoenix. When you tried to get at the truth, the Italian press and even myself were trying to interview him regarding the death of Roberto Calvi, a bank president in a Bank of Ambrosiano in Rome. Marcinkus suspiciously turned up dead, and the official cause of death was a heart attack in his sleep. And this came 10 days after. In fact, I was even contacted by his godson when I was working on this story, and he was trying to, I said, get me an interview with him. If you think he's not guilty. And he said, I know, Greg, he reads your website, but he's old, and I don't know if he'll give you an interview. At the same time, the Italian press was running around Phoenix trying to get an interview. 10 days after I tried to get an interview with him, he turns up dead. Very strange story. Leo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. And that's actually the strange coincidence wanted that soon after that I came in contact with you for the first time, which was by coincidence, but also maybe the will of God that wanted us to come in contact, because the last time I heard about Marcinkus was in Livorno, when I was with Ezio Giunchiglia, who was the treasurer of the P2 and the Monte Carlo Lodge, as you know. And
Leo, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. We're going to take a break, 3-minute break, then we'll come back, and I want to find out the last you heard about Marcinkus. Back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Washington,
walk until peace has come.
Cut the music there, Manny. Thank you so much. I did want to mention, yeah, you can walk to Washington and try to get peace in this country and a new government, but you can walk until hell freezes over if you don't get at the real controllers of the Illuminati, who have been functioning in this country ever since its inception. And they have a devious plan that they put together, and that's what we try to do here, is to talk openly about it. And I would hope others would, too. So, you know, that American Free Press newspaper I used to write for, that doesn't let me write for them anymore if I write about the Vatican. Let's ask them, when's the last time they had a story about the Vatican in it? Just out of curiosity, some of my listeners, ask them. And they'll give you some story like, that's religious bigotry. Yeah, my butt, it's religious bigotry. What do you think? Is it religious bigotry to start nailing these people, Leo, like Marcinkus? And let me tell you, my listeners, who he is. Cardinal Archbishop Marcinkus from my hometown, Chicago, used to be the head of the Vatican Bank, and when I lived in Italy, I tried to find, you know, I saw the scandal he was involved with, and that opened the door to my thinking about really what the Vatican's all about. Crime, corruption, and the biggest money laundering operation in the world, right there in that little small country called the Vatican.
The connection with the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller, because it was Baron Rothschild himself that paid for Roberto Calvi's murder. So at the end of the day, we find ourselves also with the big families of the Zionist Empire involved with it. So it's all connected, and people shouldn't think that one conspiracy doesn't include the other one. It's one big conspiracy, because everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to make their own business with the Vatican. They want to continue to make this business, and obviously when Marcinkus surfaced as something that was negative for them, they put him quickly aside, and Ezio Giunchilla was still in contact with him. Ezio Giunchilla was and is still the head of the Monte Carlo Lodge. Ezio Giunchilla was also the person who, because I exposed him in the last few months, attempted to buy me out again. I was even invited last December, this December here, on the 22nd of December, I went to Livorno, and I went there because I was invited by some friends, I thought. But instead, these friends were actually... and there was involved a guy called Tucci. He invited me there, say, "Ah, come to this meeting. It's just old friends wanting to meet you, and it's all gonna be. There's not gonna be Ezio there. There's not gonna be." But when I went there, the Grand Master who was there, called Mauro Lazzari, came to me and said, "You should really please stop talking about Ezio. He has nothing to do with it. He wants you to." Please, if you can put his name aside from your exposure, because he's very scared of this thing. Obviously, Ezio Giunchilla did 7 months of jail also for the P2 scandal, which included not only the banking frauds and the what happened with Branco Ambrosiano, but also include the bombing of Bologna, which is something that it was a bit of a prior experiment to 9/11, if you remember.
Exactly, and the bombing of Bologna was there were connections between people in our government as well as the Italian government. And there's a gentleman right now named Dr. Francesco Pazienza who's sitting in a jail, I believe, in Livorno.
Francesco Pazienza, yes, is somebody who is not going to be set out of prison. He was supposed to come out of prison in late January, and still he's in. So there is a mystery concerning why Francesco Pazienza is still in jail. But obviously there is no mystery if you understand what the guy has been up to before with the P2 and with the whole scandal involving the Banco Ambrosiano and also all the rest.
And also people like Michael Ledeen and Henry Kissinger and other people who know full well who
got... particularly Michael Ledeen who actually got Francesco Pazienza to stay there where he is now, because he's judged as a threat. Francesco Pazienza is still a very powerful person if he comes out of prison for this whole affair. So Michael Ledeen, who, as we know, is the leader of the American Enterprise Institute, and he is one of the biggest promoters of the war in Iraq, and now he's promoting also the war in Iran, obviously, because the war against Iran, because obviously these people are talking about peace on one side and doing war on the other.
Yeah, and you know, you've seen the anti-Iran propaganda now being spread in America, and there have been a number of writings by journalists that said, oh, on Good Friday, America was attacking Iran. What's your thoughts about this next the possibility, from what you know, about how they're operating with the possibility of attacking Iran with nuclear weapons?
Well, I want to just focus on Ahmadinejad, the figure. He is a fake opposing figure of the Zionist New World Order. He is trying to create a fictional enemy for the U.S. And is functioning very well. I would like to focus on the last conference, news conference he did, when he actually appointed this general, one of these military, the medals for arresting the English sailors, Marines. Well, what happened was that when he gave the medal, he saluted him, and he saluted him in a particular Masonic way, giving him three kisses on the cheek instead of two, three.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a creation of the Masonic establishment linked to the Vatican, and he is playing this game that has nothing to do with the real Islam, and he's actually involving the name of Islam with his own fake opposition to America, because America now finds needs an enemy since the Soviet Union is not there anymore. Osama bin Laden hasn't functioned very well as an enemy, because it's not really anything been proven that 9/11 was no more than linked to the Pakistan intelligence that is linked to the American intelligence and to the Vatican, and to other people, like we said, Comandante Balestrieri in America. And so we find ourselves creating these fictional enemies for the U.S., and it's a real pity that everybody, the interest of the media has to be focused on these theater things. And it was really theater what we saw with Ahmadinejad and the arrest of these 15 English sailors. I think you agree, no, Greg?
Oh, of course. And I just wonder, though, when people are saying, okay, America went into Iraq, and my feeling is they can go into Iran anytime they want, and it continues to foment anger. And maybe they are looking for a new, broader enemy. And Iran would serve that purpose, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Iran, there's no intention on any side to actually really invade Iran. I don't think we will ever see a real military action against Iran. But we will see a lot of talk and a lot of theater. Okay. A bit like we saw in the Soviet Union times. There was never really a real war, but there was a lot of talk.
Say, listen, let's take a break here and go to the phones and then get back to what we were talking about. John's been holding in New York for a long time. John, go ahead.
Hi. I just wonder what your thoughts are on, like, the Waco Project, where you had Branch Davidian. The Branch Davidian is part of the David and Jesus basis, and they wanted to move to Jerusalem. And that was stopped, and I understand, by the Jesuits. And I didn't know if you had any inside information on that.
I think personally that it was in front of everybody the fact that the Waco, Texas situation was actually an experiment of mind control that went out of control. Basically, they created this puppet with this sect like they do with many other sects. And what happened later was that we saw an experiment unfolding in front of our eyes that was a secret experiment of the CIA together with the Vatican, and it's connecting, it's nothing to do with, I think, opposing the Jesuits. Actually, it's part of what the Jesuits want, to control all these sectarian activities. And these sectarian activities might also go in the totally wrong direction, but that is part of their experiment.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, John, I had a question for you. Since you're a listener of this program and you listen to alternative and mainstream media, why do you think you don't hear this message more regularly on other places? What do you think's really going on as a listener? And does it upset you that a story such as this, with so much evidence going all the way back to the history of our country, even farther than that, tying the Vatican into devious affairs in politics and government, the Titanic, we can go on and on. We're not just talking about opinion. And then we get to court cases now. We see the genocide they've admitted to in Croatia in World War II. We see the connections between them and the CIA in World War II and the Vatican rat lines. Does it upset you as a listener that this isn't presented in an honest manner all over the media?
Oh, wow. The situation is there's so many things. It's one of the larger ones, I would say. That is, and again, you know, people believe in God. It's like you were saying with the Mormons, the church having the EM electromagnetic force to control the weather and to control mind control. People getting there think their hearts feel good when they've got the 60 tones that touch your brain but don't touch your hearing. And, you know, it's a point of control and people don't understand. And I think we're starting to awaken. I think people are starting to see. But because we have that, I can't think of the word I want to say, stigma, that, you know, is God there? Is God not there? And we've been so spiritually dumbed down that it's a fact of we're nervous of it. People understand it to some extent. There's things that we can be told and go, wow, I knew that, but then I didn't see it. I didn't talk about it. And so these things are in front of us, but it's a protected factor because God is touching us on that side, and we know God's there, but we have stepped aside of Him and are not recognizing Him to some fact, and so they're on that cloudy side. So that's why it's you know, there's a church in every town of many different churches.
John, while we have Leo on the line, he has worked in this area of propaganda. He understands how they control the media and all over the world, including Italy, America, even the lower level so-called alternative sources all over the world. He knows how they do it, and he knows that he can tell you their thinking. And I want to ask Leo right now, how do they operate? They understand the importance of the media. How did you guys operate when you tried to...
Yes. What happens is that we place psyops, we intending the propaganda lodge or the MK Ultra, meaning the CIA control for the mind operations, has what is known as psyops, psychological operational battalions. Psyops are placed in every major news gathering service. Like, for example, in CNN, you have many psyops working there. And these psyops are controlled by the intelligence, which is controlled by the Vatican and by the Zionists, so they can promote whatever they want. And that is how you work establishing new thoughts, new ideas, and how you can create fictional wars or fictional opposition between factions that actually are dealing together, like I said before, Ahmadinejad and Iran in regards to the latest developments.
Yeah, and that placing psyops people in news organizations is something that I know about, and I talked to a couple of them in the New York Times who actually have written a book about 9/11 called 102 Minutes. And these two journalists categorically left out so much information, and when I confronted them with it, they had no answers. So they were placed in there to spin the story of 9/11 with this book, 102 Minutes, the real story about 9/11, when in fact they left out the main evidence and the main people, eyewitnesses, who saw that it was not jet fuel that brought it down, but explosions. And these guys were paid and became quite rich over this book to basically steer the people in wrong directions. So they work in the New York Times. They work all over the place. What about grassroots organizations, Leo?
Well, even there you have psyops working, and especially we have psyops working these days in the disinformation environment. So what is known as the disinformation environment, which is basically the alternative media. So that's why many people are sending me emails these days, say, why don't you go on the Alex Jones show? Why don't I go on the Alex Jones show? Because Alex Jones will never call me on his show. That's as simple as that. When you are talking about the Vatican and the Zionists, Alex Jones simply doesn't want to talk about it. And so I also would like to thank the many hundreds of people who are sending me more and more emails every day. I'm flattered by all this attention. I want to remind everybody that I'm one person only, so to reply to everybody is virtually impossible at the moment. I'm trying my best, but I am one person without an organization or the backing of many secretaries and a whole money operation behind me that can support me. I'm doing everything like you are doing, Greg, with our own investments and trying to support ourselves. Is not easy in this moment of time when we have to fight organizations that have millions of dollars.
You know, one thing I want to talk about, too, we'll get to some more calls also for you callers out there. But one thing I wanted to mention, we're coming on a break here. We have about a minute. But there, we were talking about the Tour of Hope, and in the second hour we'll talk about that. And that's just a grassroots organization that we want to start all over the country, Committees of Hope, where people organize and they talk about these issues.
But as I said, Greg, we have to be careful because infiltration is around the corner, and I noticed that you can't really trust anybody. But they can infiltrate us and notice that we are a harmless organization. We want just to do something positive. So they are free to infiltrate us and to do whatever they want. But obviously we have also had the experience lately of a Committee of Hope member in Venice Beach, California, who was arrested.
Yeah, and I've known this woman for over a year, and she's fallen on hard times. And in Venice Beach, you can get booths, and you can spread messages. We're going to come back right after, I think I hear the music. Or am I hearing things? I think the PSYOPS operation is working. I'm hearing music when it's not on. But anyway, she was arrested, and they said it was for vagrancy. And she was she opened a booth up there along with hundreds of other booths. And for the last month, she's been spreading the Vatican message. And it's kind of strange because she'd been hanging around Venice Beach for a year, and nothing ever happened to her. But as soon as she starts spreading the message, handing out brochures against the Vatican, she's immediately arrested. So we're going to have to look into that. But we'll get back, talk a little bit more about the Tour of Hope and many more things with my guest, Leo Zagami, a former high-level Monte Carlo P2 Lodge member who has defected, coming forward with names. Comandante Hugo Ballestieri, where are you? We're going to talk about him, too, back right after this short message.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold.
Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, and every time I hear that commercial with Father Martinez, I have to chuckle. And, you know, I really want to tell him, thank you so much for advertising on RBN and keeping the truth flowing. And the truth is not something that is just one-sided. And I think when he mentioned that the world is controlled by the Jews and the American government, our U.S. Congress is controlled by the Jews and Senate, I think he forgot to mention that 10% of the U.S. Congress and 10% of the U.S. Senate are Jesuit-trained. And that is very interesting because that's a high proportion of people. And if you go and find out the number of Catholics in our Congress, it far outnumbers the number of Jews. So, Father Martinez, please come on this show and explain yourself. You can have an hour with me free of charge, and I'd love to talk to you regarding what you just said. And I think from my point of view, he's totally, totally a propaganda artist. Go ahead, Leon. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, actually, it's very amazing. Who is paying these ads?
I don't know. It's probably him, or he runs maybe through. It's Vatican money, most likely. I don't know.
Well, you see, the Vatican likes to pay and to buy out people, and it was quite incredible when 3 months ago I received an email from my ex-mentor in the Vatican, like Monsignor Mario Pieracci, who wanted to have contact with me again and said, what a wonderful website I had set up. I had understood the people's mentality in deep, and I had become a very interesting subject for them. I don't know if he read the whole thing before falling off his chair, but it was quite interesting that Monsignor Mario Pieracci made this attempt to contact me with a couple of emails sent to my website, because I hadn't heard from him for the last 15 years.
Interesting. And, you know, the interesting point about the whole story, what we're mentioning here, is that everybody wants to hide this issue, or what they try to do in the initial period, they'll try to discredit you by name-calling, and when that doesn't work, they think of other methods. And what I try to say is this: what are they trying to hide? I mean, if they are really a good organization.
Well, they tried to discredit me first, to say I was a lunatic first, and then after they tried to threaten me, as you know, the police arrived at my door and arrived in my house. They said that they will take the kids if I didn't stop with my website. I didn't do that, obviously. I continued to keep up with the new website after the old one was closed. And after that, I think they gave up on any hope that I will come back to reason, and for reason in their eyes, because for me, I'm very much in reason, because I'm doing what a person should do after he sees the amount of evil I saw behind the closed curtains of the Vatican.
All right, we're going to pick up. We're going to take a short break, Leo, only 2 minutes, so stay right there, catch your breath. We'll get to John and other callers right after the short message on the Investigative Journal, back in 2 minutes.
Some